Well, where do we want to be in 36 years from now? And how do we get there? Last week, the Peel Region Investment Blueprint was released to the public. It's our roadmap to ensure the Peel is recognised as progressive, prosperous and dynamic by 2050. And to tell us more about it, a couple of guests in the studio, CEO of Community Solutions, Rhys Williams. G'day, Rhys. Good to see you again.
Yeah, and yourself. How are you this afternoon?
And the Peel Development Commissioner, CEO Melissa Teed in the studio as well. Hi, Melissa.
Great to be here, John.
Lovely to have you here. And look, it's a nice little document, isn't it? All 111 pages, very detailed.
Yeah, so look, it's a real honour to have you here along, Melissa, this afternoon. Thank you so much for that. Now, this blueprint, it's been a mammoth of work for you in terms of, and you and your board and your organisation, as well as some stakeholders across the region over a long period of time. It's really about setting the goals for what the Peel region is going to look like in 2050, the Peel region being Mandurah, Murray, Waroona, Boddington, and currently Serpentine, Jarrowdale. Could you tell us, first of all, what can people living here in 2050 expect that the Peel region could look like as far as this blueprint goes?
Sure. Well, you're right about one thing, Rhys. We certainly have spent a good part of 18 months, 2 years planning this, and it hasn't been something we've done behind closed doors. We have gone out to the community, we've worked with our peak stakeholder groups, you know, our local governments, and we've said, where do we want to be in another 30-odd years? So, what we can expect is, I think at the very least, if we did nothing, everybody in this region will have a job, and it'll be a
fantastic
good job, and there'll be great careers for people, careers that we currently don't have or enough of them at the moment. So this is about making sure that through prosperity, through job creation, supporting our industries, that we have good careers.
I guess that idea of giving people a career is a great way for them to be empowered, to be able to live a more healthy and more prosperous and sustainable life. Give us an idea of what are some of the real highlights coming out of the blueprint in terms of some of those career growth opportunities. What sort of jobs could we be expecting to see here? What sort of industries are we looking at?
Well, look, what's really exciting is, I mean, we have a strong agriculture and food industry in this region already, but we've got a lot of land, and the plan is that let's do what we can to open up that land, those additional tracts of land out there in the Palace Plain, quite sandy, but we're looking at more innovative forms of agriculture. And that sort of high-tech food and agricultural industry. We've got good agribusiness here, and actually we've got a lot of entrepreneurs in this region doing fantastic stuff, biodiversity, bio-industrial stuff. So the sort of jobs that we envisage would be available are, you know, sort of high-level advanced technical jobs with a science base in food manufacturing, or, you know, as I said, in agribusiness. The other jobs will be linked to that in that supply chain that we have is, you know, in the export industry. So if you're into sort of more the financial side of business, in agribusiness, that's the sort of jobs we'll be looking at, creating more of those. We've got people like Twiggy Forrest and Gina Reinhart right on our doorstep having invested in the beef industry. Mm. And they're the sort of, you know, and they're very linked to those export markets.
Sure, yeah.
So getting our small businesses here in the region connected up with some of the big players, growing those businesses and creating exciting jobs for our people.
Yeah, cool. So I guess like that's really exciting in terms of creating those opportunities for people. But obviously one of the really important factors, and if we look at the Peel, we know that, you know, we've got higher levels of, you know, dysfunction around a whole lot of, you know, areas, rates of homelessness, youth unemployment, some of those things. I guess a key part of this idea of developing jobs for the future is making sure that we've got the right people and the people with the right skills to be able to deliver them. And that's really a cornerstone of the blueprint. So it'd be great to hear, you know, how do we actually do that? What's the Peel's process in terms of making sure that we've got a capable workforce that are able to actually get into these jobs and access them?
Mm. Look, I think the blueprint said, we know that there are a lot of schools really doing very well in this area and have made tremendous improvements. So we felt, what could this community do to add value to our education system? We do want to raise the rates of tertiary education, and we want to raise the level of high school achievement. But we think that we've got to have closer links with industry in those jobs.
Yeah.
We want people to do courses in school that are going to lead to those careers and those jobs. So we want to talk to industry. We are talking with industry. Again, I'll be meeting with the resources industry in a couple of weeks, talking to all of the big players in this region and in the Southwest to say, what can you do to help us to link with our students and our school teachers and our schools better so that we really promote these industries that we know are going to grow and promote... we've got to link the student up and our teachers with those industries
yeah, for sure.
and make sure that they get out there, have the work experience, get cadetships, get internships, mm-hmm. graduate programs. At the moment, we're still not strong in linking what we do at school with those jobs and those rewarding careers.
Which I guess for a lot of people listening, you know, in terms of the way that things were done in previous generations, that's sort of that really effective model. So it's really exciting to hear that we're sort of talking about the opportunity to create those links. And I guess what we've seen, I mean, the Pilbara region's always had an identity of its own. It's different to the other regions across Western Australia and it's, you know, punched above its weight in terms of its performance. But I guess what's really excited about this is it actually lays out a framework for us to become a really key player in Western Australia. Is that the way that the Commission see it?
I think so. I think, you know, you look at our proximity to the metropolitan area and you're right. We've got to make sure that we retain the yeah. unique identity that it has. We are a bustling city. We want to see the city of Mandurah, the place people come from Boddington, people come from Waroona to the city of Mandurah to shop for their arts, for their entertainment. Mm-hmm. And a lot do. Yep. But we actually want to strengthen that. We're going to have around 300,000
wow.
people by 2050.
That's huge.
That's a doubling of our population yeah. effectively. Mm. And we want to keep them here. We want their families to stay here. We've got exciting things, you know, active ageing, age-friendly communities that we want to support. You know, we want to get the best centres of excellence in education. We're talking now about the potential for, you know, a hospitality training restaurant, a place that really raises the standards for industry, a place where young people can go to learn about industry, the hospitality, you know, chef courses and so on, and in an environment that's, you know, world class
yep.
education and training.
Obviously, tourism is going to play an important role as well. How do you see that fitting into the general scheme of things?
Absolutely. Again, our proximity to the metropolitan mm. area. So we are a gateway and we need to make sure that we promote ourselves and we promote our industries. We do need to do whatever we can to get, as I said, that the hospitality is very much a part of tourism, making sure that, you know, we have state-of-the-art world-class standards mm. of service and food. And we want to connect that whole agriculture, food, with our hospitality and tourism and make sure that when people are heading to the Southwest, that's fantastic, but they're actually here as well and they invest and spend time here, as they do already. I mean, we've seen tremendous growth in tourism in Mandurah. Particularly in recent times. We've got some great organisations.
Places like Mapto. Yeah. Yep.
We've got some good people, some serious people investing in this, and we want to do whatever we can to strengthen that and keep Peel on the map.
Excellent. Look, Melissa, this is a great piece of work, and I just encourage people to check out peel.wa.gov.au if they want to check it out.
It's a PDF online, but yeah. Is there hard copies available around?
Absolutely. Look, we've got hard copies in at the Peel Development Commission. There's a snapshot version of, you know, 12 pages. If you want to, you know, just get a feel for where it's heading, if you're really into the detail, by all means, go to our website and you'll be able to get hard copies.
So, Melissa, one of the really great things about this blueprint is it lays out what the future of the region and Mandurah is going to be in 2050. And I really give you credit for that because I think, you know, it is an outstanding piece of work. We've spoken today about, you know, the creation of jobs and the ability to be able to bring people up to, you know, a standard where they'll be able to access those jobs. Spoken about, you know, the advantages of moving towards some of these agribusiness activities, which is really exciting. For the people that live here, though, and the people that have lived here for a long time, what is this going to mean for them? I mean, what are we talking about in terms of the everyday stuff? What are we talking about in terms of the restaurants along the front of the foreshore? And what are we talking about in terms of people's experience when they come to Mandurah and to the Peel? Is there a sense that really we're about enhancing everything about the region to make it a more attractive place to be in?
I think it is, and it's making sure that the people that are here own this, that they drive this, and they create the future for Peel.
Yeah.
This is a framework,
yeah, yeah.
You know, and we're relying on our young people to say, hey, this is what we want for the future. Tell us and we will support them yeah. in how they want to see change. We do want to be transformational. It's not about business as usual. Let's yeah, yeah. really, this is a golden opportunity. And if I can just say, you know, regional development commissions now are in a great position. We've yeah, yeah. we do have royalties for regions. We have an we have access to funding. We want to really make sure we invest that strategically. We use those dollars to attract further investment, leverage off that investment. People are moving from the cities.
Yeah.
We know nationwide the trend is people are coming back to regional towns. Many of them were born here, have gone off, you know, had their careers, coming back now with their children and families. We're seeing a real spread of the demography
yep.
changing, and we want those people, the young people of the future,
yeah, yeah,
to
awesome.
Actually drive this and say, hey, this is what we want for our community for the future.
And I think, John, that's what gets me really excited about this plan, is it gives us a platform to be able to ensure that, you know, people that are sort of living in my generation can look at the Peel region as a real option for a place to live mm. instead of where else can we go. Because in terms of lifestyle, we've actually got so much here to offer people of all ages. And what this blueprint does is it makes sure that instead of that age group that would usually head off to university or whatever, they can actually be building their futures here with their family. So I just want to say, you know, huge congratulations to everyone involved. This is
fabulous
huge.
Document.
It's very exciting.
Where do we go from here with the blueprint? Does that get sent to the minister now for...
Well, in fact, our minister, Minister Redman, yep. Minister for Regional Development, has looked at it. He's supported it. We released it last week publicly. It's out there now for a couple of months. We want the community to get online, mm-hmm. tell us what they think, and more importantly, help us shape the future. You know, tell us what that, how they see the Peel and what they'd like it to be. We want them to comment on the strategies and the projects that we've put forward. We're excited about that. We know that we've got a lot of support from government about the future, but we need the community now to tell us their views. As I said, running parallel to this is we've got opportunities. The state government announced substantial amount of money for called the Southern Investment Fund, and there's a large amount of money there that we'll be looking to tap into to support these initiatives.
Excellent.
So it's very important, and we would love people to come on board and support us.
If you want to have a look at the blueprint, the best place to go, Peel Development Commission website. I know
Correct.
You can download the PDF from there, or the hard copies available.
And drop into our 45 Mandurah Terrace. By all means, come on in, grab a copy.
Reece, Melissa, thank you so much for coming in, and congratulations on a great document.
Thank you, John. Thanks, Reece.